Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Weekly Stool.
The Weekly Stool.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lillian Curry.
And I'm Cole Raymond.
And this is the Weekly Stool, Edition E.
Yeah. So, Lily, what's going on?
Not much. It's midterms week here at Lafayette
College.
So, it
sounds like not much. It sounds like a lot.
It's a lot. Not gonna lie. The last week before spring break is always a push. It's always a battle, but we're almost halfway there.
Almost halfway there.
The day after tomorrow, we'll be doing homework for Friday. So,
yeah, that's gonna
basically
suck.
It's the weekend.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff due this week. A lot of midterms, a lot of tests, a lot of different things.
Oh my goodness, so many different things.
Yeah,
so many different things.
So many different things this week.
But thankfully, we're here now at WJRH.
The letter E.
To celebrate the letter E, which is everything. I'm so excited for this week.
I'm ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
For this
eager.
I am elongated for this episode.
I am elongated for this episode also.
All right. Are you ready to get into the E artists?
Yes, I was always ready to get into the E artists. What is our first bop, Mr. Raymond?
I think we got to start out with something a little funky, a little groovy.
Ooh, a classic here at the stool.
What, funky groovy?
Funky groovy.
Yeah, we were always about the funky
Big
the groovy.
Funky groovy people.
We're going to go with Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right. Enjoy.
Let's check it out.
Is it quiet?
Down.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
All right, well, it's E-Day.
It's E-Day. Did you know that E is the, it appears in 11% of all words?
11% of all words?
The letter.
Wow.
According to an analysis of more than 240,000 entries from the Concise Oxford English Dictionary.
What is your source on this?
The Concise Oxford English Dictionary.
Where you looked through.
Oh, yeah. I read the entire thing.
You read through.
I read the entire thing,
You recorded
yes.
How many words?
240,000.
Okay, and then how many have E's?
11% of that.
don't even try to, don't even do that right now.
Pull up the phone, pretend to pull up the calculator. Nope. No. My brain is not currently functioning at its optimal level.
Well, we don't have to. You know why?
We don't have to, because it's E-Week.
It's E-Week. It's radio time.
It's radio time.
And it's time for...
stool time.
More classics.
More classics?
More classics.
What?
We'll try something a little on the newer side after this.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a good
but
switch up.
For right now, we're going to go with Crocodile Rock by Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
Yeah. Oh, should we have done it on the S day?
Sir's in parentheses.
Okay. It's kind of like the issue.
Cole and I had a couple of friends who went to the Big Apple, New York City,
yes,
to see Sir Elton John this past weekend.
Yes. I heard it was awesome.
A ball. I heard it was a complete and utter ball.
And that he had lots of energy and cool outfits.
Mm-hmm. I think it was, what did they say? 4 outfit changes from through
the That's
this
a lot ad? Of different
that's,
outfits.
That's a lot of different outfits.
Yeah.
I can barely choose one for each day, to be completely
so
fair.
So it must take Elton about 4 times as long.
Oh, I can imagine. Mm. I can imagine.
He probably has a stylist. I could be your stylist.
Oh, please. Yeah, that'd be great. Cole has a great sense of fashion. Completely, completely unique. It's wonderful.
I can't tell if it's
all right, so this is Crocodile Rock by Sir Elton John.
Yes, let's do it.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oots.
Oots.
We're back.
We're back. And we're back.
And we're back.
Feels so good. There's still sun outside.
Yes, because daylight savings time.
I don't know about you, daylight savings kind of messes up my week.
Yeah, it kind of does, but it also gives us these nice times where now in radio it's light outside.
Unreal.
So now there's light pouring into our faces at 5:13 p.m.
Do you remember at like 2:30 when it used to get dark last month?
Yeah, that was
that was brutal.
We don't need that anymore.
We don't need that. The light just makes you happier. Sunshine.
I'm ready to be happy.
Good music. Good
I'm ready
people.
To get excited.
Good homework. It's going to be a great night.
Good homework. What was that?
I'm trying to be optimistic. all right, so next up, a little change from what we've been vibing with so far. We're going to hear a song called Boot Up by Ella May. Ella May with an E. That's what matters. An E. A great song. R&B kind of vibes.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Let's check it out.
Let's check it out. All right, here we go. Booed Up.
Yeah. Feelings. So deep in my feelings. Notice they ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like you do. Yeah. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high. It just won't stop, it goes.
This is such a crazy feeling.
Such a crazy feeling. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
It's a feeling deep in my bones.
Deep in my bones. I'm booed up.
Booed up?
Booed up.
What does that mean?
Booed up. I feel like, I think booed up means like done up. Like I look cute right now. I'm booed up.
Maybe it's like you're like taken.
Or you're in a relationship. Yeah. That could also. That could also.
They're booed up.
They're booed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't wanna go over there.
They're cuffed. There is so much language these days for everything.
Yeah, I just, the slang is, it all passes over my head. I'm not in the loop anymore.
There's a new word every couple days.
You know why we don't know?
Why don't we?
Because we're not on Twitter.
We are not on Twitter. I'm also not really on Facebook.
Well, but nothing's happening on Facebook, so you're not really missing out.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter kind of has a lot of slang originating there.
It does. Yeah, originating there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's continue it.
Let's keep the show
let's
going.
Let's get the show moving yet again with a little Electric Light Orchestra.
Electric Light Orchestra.
ELO, as they say.
And the song is Evil Woman.
Wow, that's
also
a double
with an E. Double E. E.
E. That's interesting.
Interesting. All right, so this is Evil Woman by Electric Light Orchestra. Please enjoy. And dreams have got to
you
Evil Woman.
Oops. Was the name of that song.
You're
correct on that.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job for knowing that.
Thank you.
Next up is a Brazilian artist that I've had in my library for a while now. His name is Erasmo Carlos. And this song is called Vida Antiga. So let's check it out. Let's do it. Little Brazilian.
All right, let's
music.
Do it.
I forgot how much I like that song.
That was a really great tune.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of that.
Really nice and simple. Just some Portuguese action. I don't know. It's just it was just a lot of, it was great. A lot of energy, but very chill. That was great. I'm really happy with that.
Thank you for that, Mr. Raymond.
You're welcome. Next up is one of my dad's favorites. I hope it's your dad's favorite too.
Maybe it will be. I honestly don't know. My dad is a large variety of music tastes.
Well, I meant more of like a you, like the listeners. You know what I mean? Because it's like...
Yes, I did. Yep. All right. So I hope that your dad likes this song also.
Yeah, because it's kind of one of those... It's one of those dad artists.
Ah, yes. Okay.
All right. Should I say what it is, or am I going to be embarrassed now that I said it was a dad artist? Maybe it's not.
I don't know.
It's the Edgar Winter Group. That's totally.
It sounds like a dad.
Totally group. A dad group. Totally.
the Edgar Winter Group.
Yeah. You'll definitely recognize
this
song.
Is there an Edgar Summer Group?
Damn, this is going to be free ride.
This is Free Ride is free by ride. The Edgar Winter Group.
Yes. So actually, funny thing actually, during that song, my dad actually materialized in front of me.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
was
he
great.
Teleported here because he knew the Edgar Winter Group was on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's how you know.
That's when you know.
That's when you know your dad loves the
Edgar Winter Group.
When he materializes every time the song plays.
That's a great group name, the Edgar Winter Group.
It's just the main guy.
Oh really?
He's
that's
albino.
His name? Edgar Winter?
Yeah.
It's a great name. Like a radio name.
We should have radio
we
names.
We should have radio names.
All right, so your radio name is going to be String Bean.
And yours is going to be Mousetrap. All right. Reporting live from WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This is the Weekly Stool. I'm String Bean.
And I am the Mousetrap.
All right, we'll be right back.
After these messages.
Just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But, just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's gonna do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone, Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wonderful.
That was kind of an anti-PSA.
That was kind of sarcastic.
Hey, I mean,
we love sarcasm.
Whatever they want to put out.
We love sarcasm.
I don't do sarcasm.
I know.
All right, next up.
More next classics. Up. A small group that you may have or may have not heard of.
They have a couple hits.
They have a couple. And would we call them hits?
I don't know. Well, you know, if you've ever been to any sort of gathering ever, you'll have heard this song before.
This is the Eagles.
Yes.
And their tune is Take It Easy.
Let's go.
Which is the words to live by for the next 3 days.
Impossible.
Enjoy.
It's a girl, my lord, and
That was super fun.
That was super fun.
Super fun.
All right, you think you're able to take it easy?
I will be in a few days.
In a few days? Like maybe come Friday?
Mm-hmm. Maybe come Friday at 10:50.
Come Friday.
Around then.
I am going to take it so easy.
My Friday nap is going to be amazing. I don't know.
When are you getting picked up on Friday?
I'm getting picked up on Saturday.
Oh, are
actually,
you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm getting picked up Friday night.
We're going to miss you.
Wait. Maybe I'll get picked up on Saturday.
Maybe you should so we can all hang out and get dinner.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Thank you.
I would like to take a second to say that when Mr. Raymond and I here are adding songs to the playlist for the week, we would love to be able to play more music, but we can't fit it all in an hour, unfortunately. And there are some tunes that I know I wanted to add this week, but they're not the most radio
friendly
or the kind of mood that we're trying to go for and create for you guys. But when our playlist goes public on Spotify, you'll be able to see...
We say that every week.
You say that every week.
It's
but you'll
happen.
Be able to see all of the songs that we were considering playing on the show for that week.
Including the songs that we did play.
Yes, obviously. Including the songs that we definitely did play for you. It's a good list of songs.
Yeah, it's getting really good so far. When we play Mario Kart, recently we've been... trying to find like a playlist that like fits everybody who plays together so that we can all enjoy the same music. And I think the Weekly Stool is our best playlist.
By far. It satiates a lot of different musical tastes.
Yes, and we're forced to add to it every week.
And we're forced.
So.
No, we enjoy adding to. Yeah, we're forced.
No,
well,
we're,
okay, yeah.
We're forced by ourselves.
We force ourselves, yeah.
But
definitely.
Of course I enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
And of course I love doing this show.
More than a lot of things.
Thank you for doing this show with me.
Aw, thank you for doing this show with me, Cole. Means a lot. Okay, so next up, we are going to play an oldie but a goodie.
Yes.
A little bit of Miss Fitzgerald, Ella. Ella Fitzgerald.
E. E is for...
Ella.
Epilepsy.
Oh, wow. Yep, and Ella. So this is Dream a Little Dream of Me by Ella Fitzgerald. One of my favorite songs. Enjoy.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this.
Give me a little kiss. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've got to make me a promise. Oh, yeah. Promise to me
you'll dream.
Dream a little dream of me.
Dream a little dream of me. How sweet.
Louis Armstrong.
That is off of an album on Spotify that includes all of Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald's duets.
It's called Cheek to Cheek, if you want to check it out.
It's
Cheek to
a
Cheek,
wonderful
the complete
album.
Duet recordings.
I listened through that album yesterday evening.
75 songs.
While I was in the library for upwards of 8 hours. It was a good playlist.
You were
do.
There for a long time.
I was there for a very
you
long
really
time.
You really were.
And I'm going back there after this. So if you're in Skillman Library and you're listening, I'll be in a room 004 in the basement. Feel free
now
to bring
everybody
me snacks
knows where to find
for motivation.
You.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think that people are actually going to bring you snacks?
You know, it'd be really nice if just one person did.
I don't think anybody's going
to. I'm picturing big fruit baskets with, like, ribbons and
well, I mean, you know now that means that I'm going to bring you something, right?
Aww.
Well, I have to now. Because otherwise I'm just mean.
This is true.
Because you're specifically requesting mm-hmm. that somebody do it, and I know nobody's going to.
All right, so this next group is Ezra Collective. And this is for my dad, who introduced me to the Ezra Collective.
Your dad has a lot to do with the show, somehow.
He does. He's an avid listener. He's
yes.
a big Weekly Stool
fan. He's our
fan.
Biggest fan. He made
number
us
one supporter.
Posters.
He made us posters. He recommends music. He's my support system.
They're on my Instagram profile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More to come. More to come. More posters to mm-hmm. come. So yeah. This is a great group.
Let's get into it.
Here we go. Reason in Disguise by Ezra Collective.
Featuring Georgia Smith.
Featuring Georgia Smith.
Great singer.
Yes, great singer.
Let's
rock.
Let's do it.
Kind of like. There's always a reason in
Me and Lily were just having a great time laughing about the next two songs that we have queued up for you because
They
are both so
They're very different and very good.
First of all, what did you guys think of that one, listeners?
I see a hand in the back.
Yes. What did you think?
Oh, you loved it.
Oh, he loved it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. We love to hear that. Have a great day.
Have a nice day, man.
Have a nice day.
That was stupid.
Wonderful. Ezra Collective. That was great.
Yes.
Cole and I went to a show in New York City.
We did.
Earlier this year.
And Ezra Collective was playing, but we didn't see them because we were tired.
Because we were tired. But we were introduced to a ton of really, really cool artists from the UK.
And hopefully they'll all come up on
the
show.
Jazz artists. I believe it's a festival that happens every year. It's called Winter Jazz Fest. If you can get tickets for it, I highly recommend it. Cole and I had a wonderful time. We were the youngest ones there, but not by too much of a margin. But definitely an experience for the books.
It was really good.
Yes.
Next up is another one of your dad's favorites. I hope my father materializes again. Please.
If you cross your fingers hard enough.
Yes.
And sleep with a spoon under your pillow.
Spoon under the pillow?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that one. I thought it was different types of cutlery. Like, I thought it was like chopsticks and a spoon.
And a bowl. A small bowl.
Chopsticks, a spoon, and a small bowl.
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe a tea kettle.
All right, we're going to need to go
If you're really lucky.
We're going to need to go to Target.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so this...
So we're going to go to Target.
We'll be right back. Song. You guys enjoy this. Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right, can I drive?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
I'm not afraid to die.
Well, I am 100% hyped up right now.
I am 100% hyped
up.
And
totally
I'm so excited for this next tune.
Yes, I am so excited too.
Oh my goodness. All right, Cole and I are going to give you a few hints as to what this last song is.
This song was featured in many different films and TV shows. We're just going to list them
many
off.
Many different films and TV shows. All right, so it's been in Beat Shazam.
Lorraine.
So You Think You Can Dance.
No. Just these.
Nope. Dancing on Ice.
Yes.
Sorry.
Dancing on Ice two separate times.
Two separate times. The Office.
Dancing with the Stars two separate times.
100 Greatest Hard Rock Songs.
It was
in 2008.
It was a TV movie.
It was in Crime Scene University.
It was in the... Oh.
It was
in CSI Miami. Without a Trace.
And at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
And Daredevil. The movie.
The film.
All right, so...
Does anyone have any guesses as to what this song could possibly be?
Lily, I think we should just tell him.
We should just tell him.
And we should... You know what? No, we shouldn't tell him.
We'll just play it.
We should just play it. And we'll say the name of the artist.
Evanescence.
This is Evanescence. Let's check it out.
Let's enjoy this together.
Let's enjoy this song.
Rock on.
Spirit sleeping, so I'm cold unto you.
I hope that at least a fraction of the amount of fun that we're having in this room gets conveyed over the radio waves, because we're having so much
fun
here.
We're having so much fun. It's a blast.
And if all of you guys were having as much fun as we're having, you'd be up dancing and having a great time singing along. And I hope that's what you've all been doing this entire episode and for every single week of the Weekly Stool.
Of course, of course. Just trying to make people happy.
Make
Spread
everybody...
Spread our little rays of sunshine where we can.
Well, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Cole Raymond.
And I'm Lillian Curry, and this has been the Weekly Stool, Edition E. Join us next week. Tuesday at 5, same time, same place. No!
No! Spring break!
Never mind. We will be taking a week-long break.
Are you willing to drive back here on Tuesday?
No. We will see you week after next.
Well, we're going to actually have to drive to Connecticut first to get Jack's key fob.
And then back
and
to
then
Lafayette.
And then come back to Lafayette.
So I don't think it's going to happen
next Tuesday.
But...
Next week.
Next week.
Will be F week.
It'll be F week.
When we get back all of our midterms...
Oh,
they're all
yes, F week. It'll be a blast. So please tune in next Tuesday at 5. Have an amazing evening, everyone. This has been grand.
Good night.
Good night.